Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating.
I'm in crippling debt. I'm working 18, 20-hour days. It's coming up to Christmas, and I need to see my family. I've got no money to buy them presents, but I can't be the dickhead that doesn't buy them presents. I don't want to let them down. I don't want to ruin their Christmas because I'm a failure. I don't want to see them go without. I'm a failure, and everything I've tried just isn't working anymore.
Are you okay, bud? You haven't been yourself lately.
This is going to be a long video. It's warts and all, it's honest, it's hard. You might want a cup of tea, but I do kindly request that if you appreciate the honesty, the transparency, then please leave a comment below or click that like button to share this story out to as many people as possible so they understand that YouTube isn't some kind of wonder cure. It isn't something that you can do in an instant, and nor is entrepreneurship. Rome wasn't built in a day, and Usain Bolt didn't win Olympic gold medals the first time he pulled on trainers. So I'm gonna tell you how I struggled through depression, bankruptcy, some serious mental health issues, to get where I am today. I've always known that I was destined for some kind of social media or tech job in some way, shape or form. As a kid, my dad used to bring home laptops, massive laptops, the size of your normal flat screen TVs these days, back in the early 90s, and I would break them, and he would tell me how I broke them and how to fix them. This inspired a spark in me, a thirst for knowledge about technology. I wanted to know all things technology. I wanted to know all things laptops and all things wires. And back in the day, this was the day when you dialed into work using a telephone and a landline. There was no such thing as the internet. But on the other side of my brain, I was always feeling that I was destined for business in some way. There was always something that I could do to pull together to find some pocket money, whether it was selling my own things back to my mum and my dad, doing a garage sale, a boot fair at the front of my own garden where nobody's going to walk by, but I was selling my best mates like football cards and selling teddy bears back to my mum, which, let's be honest, I made a profit because my mum funded it for me and my dad's wallet was the bankrolling process. But I was still had the spark. I still wanted to buy things and sell things and go to see Toy Story. That's how old I am. I ran a pro wrestling fan website, Fans of Wrestling, when I was 16, that had 16,000 members. I was selling bootleg DVDs of WCW pay-per-views in the early 2000s. Why? Because the company got out of business and I learned how to use a DVD ripper and a DVD printer. I was flipping things on eBay at the age of 18. Why? Because we needed to. Unfortunately, my dad had died and I wanted to make some pocket money to you know, so I didn't have to beg off of my mum, who was desperately trying to use the money to keep the house afloat. By the age of 20, I started to try and sell websites to people. One-page websites, this newfangled thing on the internet. I always dreamed in my head to have my own office to do these things. You know, this grand, huge empire, this Alan Spicerverse. Just, it had different names, Fans of Wrestling HQ and DVDs for sale and whatever it happened to be. But there was always a mindset that in the long run, I'd have somewhere that was dedicated to that work. Because that building, that brick and mortar was a sign of success, a sign that I could make it, that it could work. Now, I've had many jobs at this point. I'd gone into banking. I'd done security guarding. I'd done credit cards. I'd done retail, Tesco's, paperboys, that kind of thing. But in 2008, I was a security guard. You know, those dudes that stand in boots and make sure that you're not nicking fragrances, Billy. I've never been a muscle guy and I've always had a gut. So running after shoplifters was a problem, but CCTV existed. Kind of that first step into being tech within any industry that I'm in. So I went down the CCTV route. There I was on night shifts, tapping away on my computer, talking to soon to be my business partner about web development. We started this idea that we could sell websites in 2008. I was excited. This was my dream come true. I was finally getting into the tech industry. It was two men versus the world. And to start with, we did quite well. This was at the birth of the YouTube AdSense growth. So getting people to your website costs you 10, 15, 20 pence, and they're converting and they're buying websites. And we thought this would go on forever. The success brought in investors. I'm not talking millions. I'm talking someone that was interested, understood that the business of web development could be an idea. And after a good 8 months of hard slog, I was offered to leave security, leave my full-time job to go and work for my own personal web design company. Finally, we can get that office. We can put our name above some kind of building somewhere. We can build towards it, right? Yeah, no. Greedy people sniff opportunity. So we got our first investor, but that investor had other people behind them that were a little bit more for the money than for the ethos of the business. And by the end of the third year of the web development company, it was toxic and horrible. And instead of the two original lifeblood members being all passionate, one of us had severe mental health issues and the other one was me. The only salesperson, the only person that knew the product, the only person that was passionate about the idea, that still had this dream in his head of an office. And I was forced out. I was hurt by this, but I saw it as an opportunity that, okay, I leave my first baby behind and I've learned all this now. I've been doing it for 3 years. I can do it solo, right? So I went off and I started a company called Spicer Designs, a web development company based around me selling and me finding people and me helping people with optimization and stuff like that. And I've got a team because I can use a build team and I can outsource them. Great. During this time, I thought I'd start dabbling in this YouTube-y thing. Understand that if I can learn how to make video and learn how to educate people on how to make video, they can use it for marketing. It's supposed to be good for SEO and web optimization, and that can bring me sales, and that can bring it could be another service that I could sell against my web development. During this time of 3-4 years, I grinded my web development really, really hard, and a YouTube channel which got up to 40,000 subscribers, 40-odd million views, a lot of personality, a little bit clickbait, a little bit blokey, a little bit funny, a little bit of male entertainment. And I was getting weird sponsorships from camgirl companies and being promoted by adult websites on Twitter. I was really trying to give this solo thing a go, really giving it a try. And for the first 2 years, it was fantastic. Turnover was brilliant. Like I made for my very first couple of years alone, like 30, 40, 50,000 pounds in turnover. Turnover. Turnover isn't profit. Turnover isn't what you bring home. Turnover is not your pocket. Turnover is what comes in and what goes out. It's not the profit at the end. A very valuable lesson, but unfortunately, I was too young to understand that. I didn't understand that what goes up can sometimes and most often do go down. Most businesses fail within their first year. Even 80% of businesses in the UK disappear within 3 years. And unfortunately, year three was a real struggle for me. This goldmine of pay-per-click disappeared. These clients disappeared. The downturn, people were struggling. People didn't want to buy websites. Everyone was learning that you could go to GoDaddy or Wix or click and drop. And the magic of YouTube had gone. The horse had bolted. And I was still anchored to web design. But I couldn't let this fail. This is my chance. This is me solo. This is everything I'm worth. This is my hard work. This is 5 years of kicking and screaming, one with the other company, and they're on there. It's all on me, and I've told people that it's all on me, and they know it's me, and I've been proud about it, and now I can't be seen to fail. So I take out my credit cards and start paying my bills with my credit cards, on the understanding that if I could pay the credit cards, I can then pay a council tax bill, and then it looks like I paid a credit card payment and I paid a council tax bill. So double spending, robbing Peter to pay Paul. This couldn't last. 8-10 months of this, me extending overdrafts, me asking for more credit, me leaning on the profits and the turnover that the business account had done. I didn't want to show people that I'd failed. I didn't want to reach out. I felt very isolated and alone. There was nobody I could talk to about, oh, hi, I started a web design business. I'm solo. And nobody understood that. The 9-to-5 job was normal. And, oh, you work from home? How does that work in the early 2010s, 2011, 2012s? People just didn't understand it. And I didn't want to let people down, and my pride wouldn't let me say that I've failed. Eventually, I needed to reach out. I needed to admit my problems. So I reached out to a company, and they offered me bankruptcy or an IVA. Bankruptcy, it's all on me. I give up, take my money away, tell everybody that they're not getting a single penny from me, right? They can go suffer. I've been an idiot, but it's fine. They lent me the money. It's that I don't like that. I didn't like that. That's not right in my soul. It was my fuck up, my L. So I went with the IVA route. An IVA is where you submit all of your income, and they tell you, here you go, these are all the bills, and once they're paid, you have this very small amount of money for you to go and live on, which in an ideal world, that's correct and it can work. But, you know, let's be honest, I didn't admit certain things, and phone bills built up and birthdays happen. You know, not every day is routine, not every month is routine. Things happen, it snows, or you're cold, or you want a little bit of extra heating, or you want to buy that friend a birthday present. I had to close my web design business, it failed. I had to admit defeat with this bankruptcy IVA. So I went to go back to work with a friend who knew what I could do. The original person from the very first company, right? We teamed up for a little while, but I weren't there. The failure of my web design company, the failure of me being solo, had really hurt me mentally. I'm a failure. I can't do anything right. I tried, but that was your only chance, and you blew it. You ruined it. You're shit. You're dirt. Just go and get a normal 9-to-5. That's all that this dude's willing to offer you. Like, I didn't understand that in my head there was value. For him, he could see that I'd run a web design business, that I understood the value of running businesses. But for me, it was just some kind of pity, some kind of, here you go, Alan, have this. That only compounded the issue. I was unwilling to ask for the amount of money that I truly needed to live on, which meant that every month I was £200 or £300 more and more in debt, and I've got this IVA to pay, and I want to pay people. And I was able to work with a few large companies with this business. It built me up a little bit. After about a year and a half, I understood that maybe I could try again, try Alan Spicer rather than Spicer Designs. So I stepped out and I went solo. This time with a slight twist, maybe a little bit more social media and web development. But 6 months in and the weather's been shocking and I'm struggling and I can't bring the money in and it's not working and I can't pay things and I don't know what to do anymore. And then I'm in crippling debt. The only reason I've got food in the house is because I'm being sponsored, right? And all that is meat. So I'm eating meat, which is causing me to have gout, and I'm in pain, and I'm irritable, and I can't sleep. There's bills mounting up, and I'm panicking and I'm worrying. I'm living in a shitty little bedsit, so I don't even have enough to rub together, and yet people are chasing me for money. I've got clients that I'm billing, but they're just not paying me. They're disappearing, they're dodging my phone calls. I'm working 18, 20-hour days. I'm feeling sick, I'm feeling stressed. I'm eating myself into an early grave because that's the only thing I can do. My main YouTube channel is now gone, right? That's 5 years worth of hard work, of mental health, just poured down the drain. 5 years, poof, gone. It's coming up to Christmas and I need to see my family. Everyone has to see their family, but I live in the north, so I've got to have to travel down south. I've got to find 200-300 quid to travel down south. I've got no money to buy them presents, but I can't be the dickhead that doesn't buy them presents. I don't want to let them down. I don't want to ruin their Christmas because I'm a failure. I don't want to see them go without just because I can't make shit work. I'm a failure, and everything I've tried just isn't working anymore.
Are you okay, bud? You haven't been yourself lately.
I'm not ashamed to say it. I sat on the phone for 40 minutes, bawling my eyes out, explaining to my best mate that no, I'm not okay. No, I'm not myself. I need help. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I am. And I just told him what was on my back. There's this game in the UK called Buckaroo, and it's about a little donkey. And you put little things on the donkey, and it could be big things like a chest or little things like a whip, right? And it's not necessarily the big things that make the donkey kick off and drop all of the things off of the donkey. Sometimes it's just the tiniest small thing that sets everything tumbling. My best friend phoning me to check I was okay was the last straw. The buckaroo moment that took a lot of stress off me because I was finally able to vocalize to somebody else outside of my head that was bumbling around in there. I could finally hear things that I could start working on. I'm not sleeping, I'm not eating properly, I'm not socializing with people, I'm not getting the fresh air, so therefore I get insomnia. If I can twist this, if I can work on that. I didn't use a professional, I used my best friend. Maybe one day I'll talk to a professional because I've got a lot of other baggage in my head. But talking to my best friend that day helped me realize that even at the bottom, even when there's no money, even when I feel like an absolute failure, there's always something you can do to move upwards. If you're rock bottom, if there's absolutely nothing going right for you right now, the only thing that's going to happen next is a move up. Like if there's nothing else that can go wrong, no food, your health's bad, the weather's terrible, then waiting 20, 30 minutes, talking it through and planning your next step forward can only be a move forward. That evening, I decided to note down on things that I could move forward on, what I needed to get rid of, what was causing me stress, what I could do really well, something I know that I was passionate with, something that I could push forward with. Out was the web development. Nobody's buying a website for Christmas. My best friend very kindly offered to give me £300. That solved the whole, how do I get to see my family? How can I give them something for Christmas? How do I not feel like a loser for not giving them something, right? That gave me a lifeline, something that I could, that's that thing removed from the donkey's back. I decided to start tripling down on the YouTube thing that I was doing. Why? Because the main channel may have gone, but the educational content was doing well. It was slowly growing. I could point to that and my web development work and say, look, I know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to focus on YouTube, social media, video editing. I set up social media accounts. I set up freelancer accounts with things like People Per Hour and Fiverr. Forward momentum. I felt a bit better. Now, there was a plan. This is when I stumbled across my first client, Desiree Martinez. She was on her own journey. She'd only just started. She'd been making content. She had that passion as well, that fire, that light in the back of your brain, in their eyes, where you know that if they truly dedicate themselves to something, that they will get there. May take a while, but the passion's there. She was making social media content videos. She had a business to grow. She had a point to prove. So I reached out and I said, hey, your video editor sucks and I think I can do a little bit better. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm no expert. By this point, I've been splicing together videos for my other channel, 1,200 other videos. I knew the basics, the zooming in, the zooming out, the overlays, that kind of thing. But I knew, based on what she had doing, she had some kind of school, university student just editing on a fly. I knew I could do better. I knew I could light her better or suggest her better. I could twist her a little bit better, make some value out of it for her. So I pitched her that I become her editor. That was the first bit of proof, the first spark, the first win for my new mental headspace. After being a loser for a year and a half, after failing everyone for so long, I finally had a plan and I finally saw that this one video editing gig is $200 to $300 per month. If I get two or three or four of these, I could edit these, I can make YouTube videos, I could do YouTube-y stuff. There's a future here. That was the passion, the proof in the pudding, the validation. And now I knew that all I had to do was start pushing and I could get there. The next few years were a whirlwind. 2018, I got my YouTube certification. To prove, once again, adding on to that Lego brick, yes, I've got video editing clients. Yes, I proved that I know my YouTube knowledge officially. That gave me the confidence to go off and bid for consulting clients. And you get your first consulting clients, and your second, and your third, and you start to build up momentum. I found my partner, which gave me some personal validation. I felt that someone could love me. So my business is doing well, and my personal is doing well. I'm not a waste of space anymore. I can do things. 2019, my debt was starting to shrink. The clients were coming in. The consulting was there. I was growing my YouTube channel. Things were going well. I was able to go full time on YouTube with just 3,000 subscribers based on the affiliate income that I was getting, the sponsorships that I was getting, the consulting gigs that I had on the side. Starting to feel a little bit more like myself again, a little bit more Alan, a little bit more of that passion, excitement. Start of 2020. I was invited by Leron from vidIQ to go to VidCon in London. I'd always said in my head that one day I'll go to VidCon, one day I'll go and mingle with other YouTube creators, one day I'll meet other people. 2018 was my chance to build the foundation. 2019 was my chance to whittle away at some of that debt. 2020, invited to VidCon, where I met a load of people and I was headhunted by vidIQ to join their customer success team as part of their coaching team. I'm a YouTube consultant. I'm Alan Spicer. I'm part of their customer success team at vidIQ. By mid-2020, I was completely debt-free. That £20,000-£30,000 that I had from the web development business 5 years ago, gone now. I've done. I've paid people back. And 2021, I'm now a father of two kids, with my latest one born in December. During the whole COVID experience, my business is turning over enough money from affiliate income, YouTube sales and things like that, that we're seeing momentum, constant growth. Right now, I'm barreling towards 30,000 subscribers. I'm sure if you want to, I can break down my income in another YouTube video. Please leave a comment down below if you're still around after this incredibly long rambling video. And now finally, in 2021, because the business is going well, after all that kicking and screaming and blood, sweat and actual tears on the phone, mental health issues, dark clouds, finally, I'm sat in an empty room. And that empty room is in a dedicated property, which is going to be my YouTube office, the Alan Spicer office. Finally, somewhere that shows you, that shows me, that all of that hard work, that kicking, that screaming is worth it. All I ever wanted was to have somewhere that could show me that my hard work had been worth it. Whether it was in web design, whether it was in sales, and now in the YouTube office. That is my very, very, very long journey from being a wrestling fan website and dicking around with forums to now being sat here in an office as a YouTube consultant able to generate enough income to support an entire family. This year, I could be filing a tax return for six figures in US dollars, all because I refused to let that dream die. And so, to go full circle, I'm sat in this office, so I'll give you a tour of this office next week. And you'll hopefully slowly see this be built out over the coming weeks and months with the new set that will be behind me, which will involve the shelves that you're so used to. Here, a little nook and cranny that may be for live streaming or my podcast. I want to bring you along with me on this journey, and that's why I'm making these videos on Fridays, even if they are obnoxiously large. So if you're still here, please click that like button. Why not check out the video here where I share all of the equipment that I've ever used to get to this point, and the video here on the office tour, if it's there, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.